The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Cowboys Monday is powered by Cape Host Roofing.
You're listening to the KNC Masterpiece. It is noon 04 here in the DFW on a Labor Day. I assume most of you guys are already at your plans for whatever you're doing for the day. Whether it's out on your nice yacht that you didn't invite me and Brennan to, whether you're truck driving across the town, whether you're sitting at home and just enjoying some radio. Hopefully you guys are having a good time while doing it. Text into the program, 877-881-1053. We just had your boy Zyler on. I thought he did a phenomenal job breaking down what happened in college football this past weekend. We still got some more football to get to. We got TCU versus UNC tonight. I know a lot of people are excited to see what Bill Belichick can do in his first college game. What does he look like at Chapel Hill? But I want to talk some little Dallas Mavericks. And if it was just me and Fred, I probably wouldn't have put this on the slate just because we're still a little bit of ways away. But we got to get new guy Brennan Stotts on the Dallas Mavericks. You Tolos, if you're a fatty, you know my thoughts about it. I'll repeat them here on today's program. But I'm more interested in what Brennan has to say and what the Tolos have to say. So I'll ask him a series of questions, and hopefully it'll turn into a segment.
All right, man.
First of all, are you pill A or pill B? The blue pill being Luka, the red pill being Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg. I'll start there. Which pill are you?
I'm the Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg pill.
Okay.
I am. Look, you've got to move forward at some point. You have to. And the season, I mean, training camp kicks off in a month, right? I mean, we're not far from October. And
Month of the year, by the way.
Best month of the year, October. Yeah, okay.
And birthday.
Halloween guy. Oh, when's your birthday?
October 3rd.
Okay, now I know, man.
Sports, all in full swing, Halloween. So we're moving offices.
You're moving, yeah. New office coming up. It's going to be an exciting time. Look, I understand. It's like if I was growing up and Dirk got traded, I would always hate Donnie Nelson, right? I'd be like, no, like that was Dirk. That was our guy. Luka was the extension of Dirk. I totally understand that, and I loved Luka, and I thought he was great for the city. And by all we know, he wanted to be here, right?
It seems like he wanted to be here,
and he liked Dallas, and he was sad leaving Dallas, and so
crying.
Very much so, yes, and we all were, and I understand that. But this team is talented, and this team has an opportunity to do noise. So you will have people like, if it's not Luka, I'm done. I've had multiple people say I could care less about the Mavs. But then
you should hear my mom.
But yeah, and my dad's the same way. And then when you lucked into the number one overall pick, that is where I was kind of like, okay. I mean, you're going to get maybe the next generational talent, arguably the best prospect coming out since another guy on your roster, Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm. More than Wimby?
Yeah. I think Wimby was a little raw coming in. I think, you know, the lengthy, I mean, Wimby's turned in and looks like he's going to be a world-class player, but I think Cooper Flagg is just so touted coming out of high school and what he brings, but you there's reason for optimism. There's reason to be excited. You need Kyrie to come back from his knee injury. But looking at the Western Conference standings last year, you had the Thunder, Rockets, Lakers, Nuggets, Clippers, Timberwolves. That kind of rounded out the six. Then you had the Warriors, Grizzly, Kings, and Dallas, you know, snuck in there as the 10. The Thunder, obviously, coming off the championship, look like the most dominant team in the West, but the Rockets are young. I don't trust the Lakers. They don't really have anything around a 40-year-old LeBron and a Luka. Nuggets kind of seem to be pushing towards the end of that prime. So there's reason for optimism here that the Mavericks, fully healthy, could compete and potentially win the Western Conference.
So for you guys who have not been following the Dallas Mavericks over the offseason, their depth chart kind of reads as follows. You're going to have Kyrie Irving on the shelf until probably January, February. I will say, if you're up on Kyrie updates, follow Kyrie Center on Twitter and Instagram. They do a great job of posting all the stuff with Kyrie. He is getting shots up at a gym, and he's getting some movement in the knee, in the ankle, in the leg. So I'm not saying he looks healthy, like he's going to play tomorrow, but he don't look like a guy who's going to be out till March and April. He looks like he's getting back on the court. He's getting shots up. He's doing dribbling drills. He's at different camps for kids, moving around, teaching them. So if there is one person on this team I feel good about attacking an injury, it's Kyrie Irving. I feel like he will do it to the best of his ability. I feel very confident he'll be full strength late January, mid-February. So the depth chart reads as follows. You'll have D'Angelo Russell starting. You'll have, I would assume, Cooper. This is all me assuming. This isn't official. Cooper Flagg starting, Anthony Davis, and Gafford slash Lively, whoever you want to put in there as the five.
So you would have Cooper Flagg in that situation playing the two.
The three. I didn't name the two yet, so that's what I was going to get to. Okay. Who do you think should be the two? This has been probably the bigger talking point. You've got three names up for consideration. I think the easy pick would be Klay Thompson.
I was going to say, I think you start Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson started last year. He's a veteran. He gives you shooting. Jason Kidd kind of hinted at the idea of maybe PJ Washington starting. Yeah. You just gave him the extension. He's going to be staying around in Dallas for a while. And you have the big body of Cooper Flagg and PJ being your wings out there. You don't have great shooting, but you got maybe the best defensive wings that you could put out there.
Yeah, and you've got Najee Marshall and, you know, some potential. But I really like the idea of bringing PJ off the bench. I think he's an energy guy. He's a defensive guy. And he's not a horrible three-point shooter. It's not, you know, like, I don't feel like starting him and bringing Klay off. It just seems like Klay's still in a position to be the starter. If you're bringing Klay off the bench, it's purely for like, hey, come get some threes and give us, you know, 6 minutes a run in a quarter. If you gave me the lineup right now of a healthy Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, Derek Lively, or slash Gafford, that is a top four starting lineup in the Western Conference.
That's kind of what I was going to ask you. I think the Dallas Mavericks, outside of, we'll just think about the Western Conference, I would say they are the third deepest team. I think the Thunder still have you cleared, and I would put the Rockets at.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two.
Okay.
I think there's even an argument that you're deeper on the Rockets, especially when it comes to the bench.
Yeah, and obviously the Rockets with the big Kevin Durant trade. Mm-hmm. So we have an idea of what they're going to look like, mm-hmm. but what does their lineup actually look
Reed
like?
Reed Shepard's going to have to play a lot more for them. They're going to have a bunch of guys step up. No more Cam Whitmore. He's been shipped off. I think the Mavs, might I say, trying to think, make sure I'm not talking out of turn, other than the Thunder, I think they have the best bench in the league.
Yeah, there's just so much depth here.
I mean, your bench, when you're healthy, is going to be D'Angelo Russell, Max Christie, PJ Washington, Najee Marshall.
And a version of Gafford Lively.
And then that's not even talking about my boy Brandon Williams. I think one of the more underrated players in the entire National Basketball Association. If you don't know his name, you'll know his name this year.
And I thought Christie showed promise.
Now, this is a hot take, and I said this before. I think Max Christie should start.
Okay.
I know everyone's on the Klay, and I'm not mad if Klay starts. Actually, I am. You know what? I'm going to stand on business. I am mad if Klay starts. But I'm not surprised if Klay Thompson starts. I think he is, if you were to make a bet today, he should be the betting favorite to be your shooting guard. And I'm not like, what are they doing? Why is Klay Thompson starting? This is so random. I wouldn't be surprised or anything. I think, just using my little basketball brain that I have, I think Max Christie gives you better point of attack defense. He's a quicker on his feet defender, and you're going to have a very bad backcourt defensively with D'Angelo Russell out there to start the season. So you're going to have, and Kyrie, I love Kyrie to death. He's not a good defender. He's good getting steals, but no one's mistaking him for Gary Payton. When you have D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson out there, you are barbecue chicken on defense. And we have to remember, folks, this is not Klay from 5 years ago where he's locking up your best player. Klay is a average defender right now. I'm not gonna go too far and say he's a cone. I'm not gonna, you know, exaggerate it. But he is not a very good defender. He's an okay defender. I think Max Christie is a better defender. And they shot, I think, 3% percentage points different from three. Klay is a better shooter. He shoots more threes than Max Christie. He gives you more spacing than Max Christie. But I think you need defense a little bit. You need both. And I think Max can give you better defense and right there shooting. And I think Klay is at the point right now where I would not be mad if he was coming out the bench. And maybe it's something where Klay starts the the season starting, and then halfway through someone else comes through. I wouldn't be that mad about that either.
And that's another piece of the depth. So we just named 11 guys that could potentially have roles, yep. will have roles yep. on this team.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
That is deep.
And health aside, with Kyrie in his 30s coming back from an ACL injury, I get it.
I feel confident about that. I'm not scared about that.
I agree. We kind of think like Kyrie's 36, 37 because he's been around so long. He came into the league as an 18-year-old. I think, what is he, 32? I think maybe 30. It's not, I mean, that's only 3 years older than me, man. That can't be that old.
Check Kyrie's 32. Age.
And I think the Mavs.
Kyrie's 33. Just turned 33 in March.
Okay. So a young 33.
Young
33. And the Mavs were also given some favors with their schedule mm-hmm. starting off. So why he's out, you know, that October, you get 5 home games to start the year. Mm-hmm. And those home games are the Spurs, the Wizards, the Raptors, the Thunder, and the Pacers. Pacers don't
want to. No Tyrese.
No Tyrese.
No Miles Turner.
And then you get the Pelicans at home. You have the Grizzlies, the Wizards again. So I would expect this team to start hot in October and kind of build up some wins early to have a buffer why Kyrie's gone.
Okay.
You're not playing a huge, huge schedule early on those first. And you have a lot of home games, a ton of home games to start the year.
So talk to me. Where do the Dallas Mavericks finish in the regular season? I think we can all slate Oklahoma City as the one seed. I think we feel pretty confident about that. After that, I think it's up for discussion. Where do you think the Dallas Mavericks finish? You got the Rockets, got the Lakers, Nuggets, Clippers, Timberwolves, like you said. Golden State didn't do much in the offseason. Memphis is going to be healthier. Sacramento, I don't think anyone believes in them. The Phoenix Suns are going to be terrible. Portland, maybe they're a fun team. San Antonio is obviously very interesting, and then no one's really buying the Pelicans or Jazz stuff.
Yeah, I'm not high on any of the teams that were at the bottom of the West last year.
Other than the Spurs.
The Spurs with a healthy Wimby, De'Aaron Fox,
Harper.
They do have a lot of young, exciting talent. Are they ready to win? I don't know.
Do they make the playoffs?
The Spurs make the playoffs.
Play in?
I think the Spurs, okay, so if we're going to play that game, Thunder Rockets, I think, are going to stay 1-2 in the West.
Heard.
I have the Nuggets at 3 and the Mavericks at 4. And I have the Mavs at 4 only if you had Kyrie again. If you started late October with the healthy roster and they stayed healthy, I completely agree with you. I think it's a top 3 team. I think the Warriors are going to drop a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Timberwolves, man, I mean, you know, we're all wanting Anthony Edwards. He's been crowned the future of the league. Not there for me yet. And I expect the Clippers to fall a little bit too. So I'm going to have the Spurs in the top 6, Dallas at 4.
Clippers make the top 6 as well?
I think if I had to pick a team out of the Thunder, Rockets, Lakers, Nuggets, and Timberwolves out of that 6 that kind of fell off, I would have... Actually, I might have the Lakers fall out of the top 6.
Okay. Lakers out of the top 6. You heard it. I feel good about the Clippers having a good postseason. Maybe not a good regular season. Like I could see them being the 7 seed. They got a lot of guys. They got a lot of veterans.
They
on
do.
There. They could coast through the regular season. All of a sudden, upset a Houston or
it
Denver.
It just seems
in the
like
round.
They've hit their peak. Like I just don't see the.
I'll
Clippers.
Never count out my boy James Harden. James Harden sucks in the playoffs, but this guy knows how to put up numbers. James Harden is going to surprise some people this year. Addition. What is it? Addition by subtraction. It's the thought process when they got rid of Kawhi, or not got rid of Kawhi, got rid of Paul George, excuse me.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, we're gonna be an okay team. Well, I got the Dallas Mavericks. I'll go with you. Let's go number 4 seed.
I like them at 4, and I think the West. You know, obviously Dallas fans are gonna be watching the Lakers all year. They just don't have enough.
No, Mavericks have a better team than the Lakers.
The Mavs have a better team than the Lakers. That's just a fact. You can hate the trade. I completely understand that. But the Mavericks roster, healthy setup, is a more talented roster than the Lakers, and they have a chance to win the West. I will die on that hill.
Now, do the Lakers maybe have the 2 best players on the team? You can make that argument, but I think the Mavericks have a more balanced roster. And hey, what have we been talking about all week long about balanced rosters? Not always about superstars. I'm looking at you, number 1, in Green Bay. Let's talk all things college football. Let's talk all things NFL. Football is back, baby. On the other side, we'll have an expressway taking you all the way commercial-free to the top of the hour. We're talking all things college football and NFL on the KNC Masterpiece.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.